All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Today is Destination Health. We're going to get right to it. We'll most likely be doing 2 hours today, so you should have plenty of time to get through with your questions. We'll I'll keep you updated on where we are. We're going to go ahead and get started. Here we go.
Your money, your taxes, your truck, and your road to success in the trucking industry. This is Trucking Business and Beyond, the show that puts the money where it belongs, back in your pocket.
Welcome to my world. I'm your host, Kevin Rutherford. The website is letstruck.com. The show is all about the business of trucking, and today is Destination Health. Kim Cockerham is here with me. We'll take your calls and answer your questions about everything health, diet, nutrition, fitness, lifestyle, training, disease, drugs, supplements, you name it. We'll talk about it. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call us. We're going to get to those calls in just a little bit. Before we do, I've got some things I want to talk about. Kim, welcome. Hey, I see Bridget must have a sense of humor this morning. You're on the board as Kim still loves trees.
Oh, that's so funny. I didn't even see that. One of those happy kind of days, as you.
That's right. That's right. So today we're going to go back over something we've talked about a lot, but you know, we're constantly learning new things, and the more people we work with, the more we uncover. And you know, this whole nutritional science area is just growing so fast. There's so many people working on it, from researchers to doctors to practitioners, and we're really learning a lot, which is exciting. Today, we're going to talk about digestion. You know, we've talked about it many, many times, but the more we work on this, the more research I do, the more I realize so many things keep coming back to digestion. You know, when you and I have worked with a lot of people one-on-one, and we are seeing some amazing results. I mean, it's just so gratifying to work with people who do the hard work and they see the results from it. It's a little frustrating when they do the hard work and they're very disciplined and they only see some of the results. We want them to get all of them. And many times this comes back to digestion. How many times have we seen this in the people we're working with?
Yeah, it's crazy. And I love that you're having this topic. I was thinking this morning, Kevin, because the webinar we're going to do, and then working on the SIBO protocol and so forth. And one of the things we learned in the NTA, and you talked to NTP and NTCs, is to in a way, try not to be all things to all people, which we do try to do that, support people where they're at and that kind of stuff. But when I was thinking of that this morning and with our focus right now, I'm like, I want to see us, and because of where we're at with people too, be hyper focused on digestion. And then your show today, it just hit the nail on the head.
Yeah. So, you know, the last 2 months I've been working really hard on, you know, stress and adrenal fatigue and ways to combat that, and a huge reason why we need to combat that. You know, people think, oh, okay, so I'm stressed, everybody's stressed. That can't possibly be causing all of these health problems, but it can. Because if we think about it, anything that stresses the body. So when we say the word stress, we always think of mental stress, and that's clearly a big one, but toxins, food sensitivities, overtraining sometimes, lack of sleep, all of those things can create stress in the body. Poor nutrition can create stress in the body. The body reacts to any stress the same way. It activates the fight or flight nervous system. So we don't think of, you know, stress if we eat something. And the thing people don't realize, when you react to a food, it's not immediate. And many times you don't even realize what the reaction is. You know, we think of, oh, I ate something and I don't feel good, or my digestion isn't working right, or I got bloated, or, you know, those are immediate. We know those. What we don't realize are reactions that are happening you know, days later, or reactions that we don't connect to the food we eat. But that kind of a stressor, reacting to a food, puts your body into fight or flight mode. The first thing that shuts down in fight or flight mode is digestion. So this is a one of those catch-22 circular things where, you know, poor nutrition creates stress. Reacting to food creates stress. Stress shuts down digestion. If your digestion shuts down, you have poor nutrition and you're going to react to more foods. So, you know, we have to address, you know, the more we do this, the more I really start to love the word holistic. We have to address the human body and somebody's nutrition or life or health in a very holistic manner. You can't pick and choose to fix one thing. You've really got to work on everything. Sometimes identifying what the problems are is the biggest challenge. You know, our NutriQ is great for this. When we work in the one-on-one programs or two-on-one, we dig really deep to find all those things. And that's what keeps bringing me back to digestion. So you mentioned the, we're going to do a webinar today. That webinar, we're also going to stream live on Facebook. That'll be our first time doing that. So that's exciting. And it's about autoimmune. Well, I'm going to spend a lot of time in autoimmune talking about digestion, because autoimmune starts with leaky gut. And leaky gut could be created because of SIBO or, you know, stress or all of those things. So every time you touch on one topic, you realize everything else we talk about connects back to it.
Yeah, and I'm so glad we're doing this. And we found that with the people, some of the people that have been working really hard on it, and adding things. And our approach that we want to do is back up and get back focused on just this. Huge.
Yeah. Yeah, we really need, you and I have seen it many, many times. We start to see results from somebody, we hit a plateau, we get stuck in a couple areas, and we have to take a step back and go back to digestion and make sure we've addressed everything in digestion from north to south. So we have to address stress, stomach acid, and then SIBO and enzymes and leaky gut and, you know, it's amazing when you fix digestion, how well everything else starts to work. But we come back again to, it's very difficult to fix digestion if we can't lower stress levels.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the big thing I think I share with you. That's been the game changer for me, that I feel like, you know, I had to address the digestion. The first time I heard of that was before we even started all this with that doctor of Chinese medicine. And then the next step for me that really took it to a different level was really taking the lifestyle, taking time to get the lifestyle changes in place and putting focus on that. I can't stress that enough to people.
Yeah. You know, the right now we have everything in place we need to fix somebody's digestion. In fact, as I'm talking, it might be being released in the store right now. To make things easier, Oh, is it? Okay, good.
It is. It's awesome.
We created a kit or a package for leaky gut. So instead of going to our store and trying to find, what did Kevin say? Was it this one and this one and this one? We just put it into a kit. And what we're addressing with this kit is SIBO first. We have our favorite supplement in there for SIBO, and then leaky gut. The two go hand in hand. Almost everybody that develops SIBO ends up with leaky gut. And many, many people who end up with leaky gut end up with some autoimmune condition. So today's webinar is going to be about the autoimmune. But, you know, we're putting a really simple kit together. It's in the store now to address digestion. You know, we have a lot of people taking some betaine, some hydrochloric acid, some enzymes, working great. But if we can't get rid of the SIBO and we can't heal the leaky gut, we're just going to see those problems come back.
Yeah, this will be good. I love this package. Absolutely love it.
Yeah. So the package, the webinar, we're going to be releasing courses soon. So we're really, I feel like I have spent a tremendous amount of time researching and testing, and now we're getting ready to really start releasing a lot more content and a lot more resources that people will be able to take advantage of and solve some of their own problems. One of the areas, and again, it's been about 2 months now, very intensive into minimizing stress in somebody's life. So there's a lot of areas that go along with that. You know, that mental stress, physical stress, sleep stress, foods, toxins. So I've been digging into all of those. And the hardest one to address has been the mental stress. One, it's hard to measure. You know, we have a test for SIBO. We have a test for leaky gut. We have a test for food sensitivities. All those will identify those problems. It's a little more difficult. Actually, it's quite a bit more difficult to measure stress in somebody's life. Most of us don't even perceive stress all that well. We think we're not stressed and we are, or some people think they are stressed and they're really not. We're just not very good at identifying it. So I'm going to get to a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about that a little bit more, and then we'll get to your calls and questions. Stick around. We'll be right back. I'm Kevin Rutherford. Kevin Rutherford. This is Destination Health. Kim is here with me. We're talking about digestion, and now we're talking about stress. The two go hand in hand. Kim, I have done so much testing on stuff for stress, meditation, better ways to meditate, heart rate variability. Every time I think I'm really close to releasing something, I find something new. It's amazing how the more you dig, and this is in a kind of an emerging science right now. I'm going to make a prediction. I don't do this very often, but I'm going to say within the next 2 years, you're going to see heart rate variability everywhere. It's going to be a very big thing in health, I think. And I think we're right on the edge of it now. We're seeing more devices that can measure it. We're seeing more education about what it means. It is fairly complicated still. It's one of the reasons I haven't really released a lot yet, because, you know, our whole philosophy around here is take something that seems really complicated, make it simple. And I'm still working on that, because heart rate variability can measure so many things in our body. And when we measure heart rate variability, we're measuring multiple data points. So I'm really trying to figure out how to simplify this and make sense of it. You know, sometimes when you really do a lot of this research and you're buried in it, you think, oh yeah, I got it. This is simple. Except what I'll do then is I'll go try to explain it to somebody else, and I'll watch their eyes glaze over and they get that deer in the hook, and I'll think, okay, I still don't have this right. I don't have this enough yet. But we're getting close, and it's really exciting, some of the things I'm finding. So we're getting very close to releasing, you know, a whole package around the stress. And there'll be some supplements. There's not really a lot. This isn't really nearly as much of a supplement or a nutrition thing as it is a lifestyle thing. Learning how to relax, learning all the things in your life that are causing stress, and then learning the ways to, you know, eliminate or minimize that stress so that we spend a lot more time in the rest and digest mode. The other interesting thing about this is the more time you spend in the rest and digest mode, the stronger your fight or flight mode becomes, in a good way. So you're, the longer you spend out of stress, the better able you are to handle stress without it creating all the problems. But we spend so much time in stress, we weaken both of our nervous systems, and that's when all the things start to go awry.
Mm-hmm. You know what I love about what you said about the heart rate variability, where that's going to be big in the next 2 years, is you probably didn't think that, like maybe when you first got your watch and were doing it, but what you've experienced from monitoring and that, you can see where it'll benefit everybody and why it should be big in the next 2 years. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's an interesting fact. You know, do you know where this started? Where the research on heart rate variability came from?
No, I don't.
NASA and the space program.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So did they monitor them while they were in space or through the training? Is that what it was?
Yep. Through training. They could figure out recovery time. They were monitoring it, you know, while they're in space, because we know space has all kinds of weird effects on health. And this was the measurement that they came up with that best identified what was going on with their overall health.
That says a lot.
Yeah. And it went from there to primarily being used by elite athletes. So astronauts and elite athletes, there's enough money involved in both of those that you could afford, you know, the testing, because it was pretty complicated. There was no easy way to measure it. So it kind of stayed in those two areas. Now that we're getting devices and apps and, you know, all this technology, I really believe we're going to see this become the standard of health measurement.
That'll be good. I can't wait. Lisa just let me know mine was on the way. So I'm anxious to try it as well. Mm-hmm.
Good, good. All right. So, and I'm looking for ways to make this easily accessible to everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, right now, if you wanted to spend $150, we have a pretty good solution. But I'd like to find, you know, less expensive solutions. And again, I don't even want somebody to run out and buy this device, because I've had people do it. It's not that they're disappointed. I think they're confused still. We're not quite there with the technology. We're getting very close. And that's where I really want to make sure that we don't release this too soon and people say, well, I don't get it, or I'm not seeing how it helps, or I want to make sure we have a really comprehensive package. Actually, this may become one of the next courses we create. So, you know, if we take something that's a little more complicated, the online course is a really good method of letting somebody work through something in a much better way to learn it, rather than hearing bits and pieces, a little on that show, a little on this show, maybe you missed something. The course will be step by step and would be able to walk you right through all of this.
Oh, cool.
All right. So what do you say? Anything you want to talk about this week, or should we get some calls? What do you want to do?
No. I'd love to just dive into some calls. That would be great.
All right, let's do that. Let's start off in Tennessee. Mark, welcome to the program.
Hello?
Yep, it's your turn. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, this is Mark. I did the fit test, and just emailing with Kim, she said to call in and you could talk about it. Do you have it in front of you?
I have the NutriQ in front of me. Kim, do we have the fit test results as well?
Let me go grab them.
Okay. I will, while Kim's grabbing that, I will go over your NutriQ results. So overall, give me an idea of how you feel. I mean, how do you feel about your health right now overall?
Well, I feel like I'm about probably 30 pounds overweight, about 210. I probably should be about 180, probably 175. And I mean, I've been there before. It's just hard. It's hard to maintain that. And it's hard to really exercise out on the road. And, you know, I try to eat as clean as possible. And I've been a label reader for years. So, I mean, the fit test came back that I was reactive to dairy. So I've eliminated that. And, I went to, with the Bulletproof coffee, I went to cacao butter instead of the ghee, but I heard you talk the other day about the goat ghee. So I'm going to try that here when I can get back home and order some.
Yeah. I think we're going to get that in our store here soon. We've been busy because I do like that. And, you know, dairy is a very, very common. So a lot of people have to eliminate dairy. It does create havoc in the body in all kinds of ways. So let me address one thing you said there, because you were talking about weight and then you made the statement that it's hard to exercise on the road, which I absolutely get. We have been programmed. It's been drilled into our head that in order to lose weight, we have to exercise. Absolutely not true. Now, I sometimes hate to talk about this because I don't want people to think exercise isn't important. I don't even like that word. We should just call it movement. We need to move more. Moving is really good for us. Exerting ourselves is really good for us. I'm not a huge fan of 2 hours of cardio at the gym. It's boring. Everybody hates it. They think it's punishment.
Yeah.
I'm much more for just get active in your life. Walk more. Pick up a hobby that gets you outside moving a little bit, whether it's hiking or bird watching or gardening, you know, rowing, paddle boarding, whatever it is. Find a hobby that you actually enjoy and just become more active. But that's all about health. It has nothing to do with weight loss. There is so much evidence to show that exercise, if it impacts weight at all, is very short term, because your body will make up for the exercise by a bigger appetite. It will replace the calories you burned. So I want to get people out of that mindset. They think, oh, well, I can't lose weight because I can't find time to exercise, or I hate to exercise. You should be able to get to your ideal body weight with food alone, nutrition and diet. The exercise is for all kinds of other health benefits. So I just wanted to, I'm going to be saying that a lot because we've been so brainwashed and indoctrinated into, you know, thinking we have to exercise to lose weight. We really don't. So looking at your chart, you've got the typical stuff we deal with drivers. We would need to address digestion. Yours isn't horrible, and it looks like you could have some SIBO going on. That may be one of your issues. And then you have sugar handling and adrenals. Very, very common with drivers. Identified all the reasons why. And that's why we're working so hard on these programs to address. When I say adrenals, just think stress, because that's what causes all those problems. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll be right back after this. Stick around. I'm Kevin Rutherford. Welcome back. I'm Kevin Rutherford. The website is letstruck.com. You can also find us on Facebook. We are broadcasting live right now on Facebook Live. You can go to my page where I'm actually trying to multitask here, Kim. I don't do this often, but I'm trying to trying to share this video, live to Destination Health as well. And it looks like I just succeeded. I don't multitask often, but I did there. I don't even think I stuttered.
You did good. You did good. Trying to see what you were trying to do here.
All right. So let's, did we find the fit test? There we go.
Yep. It's right at the bottom there. You got it. Mm-hmm.
Got it. There we go. All right. Ooh. Hey, Mark, I have some good news for you. Mark, I'm looking at your fit test. And yes, yeah. You are reacting to both casein and cow's milk. You might, though, have one of the best fit tests I've ever seen. Kim, mm-hmm. have we ever seen anybody with only three things?
Maybe yours, probably.
Yeah, mine's pretty low, too, which is a sign. You know, I really worked hard mm-hmm. on fixing my digestion before I took my fit test. So I had almost nothing on mine. Dairy's common, Mark, so you do have that one. It's a good idea. But the fact that you only have three things on your list tells us you've got a pretty healthy digestive system. You probably don't have any leaky gut at all. So I do think that your digestive issues right now might be SIBO. You probably yeah. need a little support in digesting fat. But the good news is almost everybody has some leaky gut, and I think you've got a very solid digestive system. So we want to make sure we address the SIBO because it can lead to the other digestive problems.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah. So, you know, I had talked about the whole kit we just put together for digestion in the store, which is for leaky gut. You would only need one of those four products that are in that kit, though. We have a product in our okay. store called Atrantil, A-T-R-A-N-T-I-L. It is designed okay. just for SIBO. And we have people that get results in just a couple days. It works so well. Other than that, then, you know, I would start on that. That should take care of that. And, you know, you could also add some hydrochloric acid. That helps everybody.
I've done that. I've got the Hydrazine. Sometimes it's hard to remember to take that, but I generally take it twice a day.
And, perfect. And that's probably why you've already fixed some of your digestive issues. So I think the only thing kind of left over is the SIBO. And then once you start to clear that up, Kim just reminded me. Thank you, Kim. The idea behind SIBO is you have bacteria where it doesn't belong in the small intestine, and we have to kill it. We're going to use natural, yeah. You know, we're not going to use antibiotics. That would work, but that creates all kinds of other problems. The Atrantil is a very natural way to get the bacteria out of the small intestine. While we're doing
that would probably explain the plateaus I keep hitting, right?
Yep. Yep. Okay. Yeah, because remember, digestion is north to south. And if we don't digest our nutrients, nothing else is going to work right. SIBO absolutely blocks nutrient absorption because SIBO is happening in the small intestine where we absorb all the nutrients. So that is absolutely why we're putting such a big focus on SIBO. It's why we went and researched it, found that supplement. And then where I was going, Kim reminded me, once we clear the SIBO up, we want to go back and work pretty hard to repopulate the good bacteria where it belongs. So, you know, probiotics, eating the fermented foods, the, you know, kefir, kombucha, all those things to get that back. But, you know, I think you're 90% of the way there on digestion. And the next area, if we were working with you, we would focus on blood sugar and adrenals.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've got adrenal fatigue. I mean, just the way I sleep and all like that. And, you know, it has to do with the hours I work. I'm pretty sure about that.
Yeah, we are finding that, and I'm still doing a lot of research looking for solutions on how we can help drivers with the sleep issue. It's a big one, and it really affects everything else. So the SIBO is causing you some plateaus, and so is the stress. The good news is we've identified them. You can start to fix them. You'll be amazed at the results you start to see. Let's go to Colorado. Merv, welcome to the program.
Hi, Kim, Kevin.
Yeah.
Hi, Merv.
Good. What's on your mind?
Hi. I did the NutriQ test, and I'd like to go over that, but I also have a couple other questions. I've gone to a naturopath and established that I have adrenal fatigue, and I've been on some supplements and so on for that, and I've kind of given up on the naturopath. I've spent several hundred dollars and not seen results much.
Well, go ahead, and then I'll explain why you're probably not seeing results with the naturopath, but go ahead and finish.
Okay. I've been on the keto diet for quite some time. It was working really well for me, and then I went to the naturopath, and I did the food sensitivity test. I was had allergies to egg whites and to dairy, so I cut out both egg whites and dairy, and that really caused me a lot of issues because I was mostly relying on bulletproof coffee on my keto diet. So I've really gone downhill since I've seen the naturopath. And I'm wanting to know, because of that issue, not having the dairy causing me so much problem, should I go back to dairy?
That's a tough call. So I would say no. I mean, we don't want to go back to a food that we know is causing a reaction, because that's going to create more problems and roadblocks. So I would say you have to still eliminate the dairy and the eggs. We have to find good nutrient dense foods to replace them. That's really the trick. And you know, how many cups of bulletproof coffee are you drinking?
I was drinking about usually two a day, and you know, kind of limiting it to that, but I was topping them right up with butter and cream and everything else at the time. And I've tried ghee in my coffee, which I'm not fond of, but it's not bad, and I think I can probably do that.
You actually get used to it after a while, and you start to like it. So if you said, look, I absolutely hate it, it makes me gag, I can't swallow it, I'd say, well, then skip it. But you know, you say it's not that bad, it will get better then. So I would actually do your bulletproof coffee. I wouldn't stop doing that. Bulletproof coffee is an awesome part of all of this. I would do it with ghee and brain octane. I wouldn't put in cream, because that's the dairy component you want to stay away from. But I would do it with the brain octane and ghee. And then you could throw in some raw chocolate or collagen gelatin or the other things we talk about. But that should be the base. And you'll see results from that. Now, let's talk about why I think the naturopath failed. I think he was on the right track. I think what a lot of people are missing is they don't understand how much of an impact your lifestyle as a driver has on this problem. We ran into the exact same problems. We were using diet and supplements and getting zero results. And then we would switch supplements and we'd get a little bit of a result, but not much. And we were stumped for a while until I really dug into the research and started identifying the fact that a lack of movement is hard on the adrenals. Poor sleep, poor quality sleep and changing sleep schedules is really hard on adrenals. Whole body vibration is really hard on adrenals. Is this starting to sound like a truck driver's life?
Yeah, absolutely. Your intro sound, I thought you were talking about me, actually.
Yeah, so this is why we're working so hard on the lifestyle side of this. You know, most practitioners, naturopaths, functional medicine doctors, NTPs, they say, yeah, it's lifestyle. We said, yeah, it's lifestyle. But we kept focusing on pure diet and supplements and wondering why we weren't getting results. We were saying lifestyle, but we really weren't focusing enough on lifestyle. I'm going to start sounding like a broken record on this, but I have to, because we're not going to get past this adrenal issue until we really learn how to change our lifestyle. And we're not going to get past the other roadblocks until we fix the adrenal issue. So if that's where you are, there's no question. I'm going to come back to you right after the break. Stick around. I'm Kevin Rutherford. Welcome back. I'm Kevin Rutherford. We're down to the final segment. This is Destination Health. Kim's here with me. We're talking with Merv in Colorado. So, Merv, you're showing, you know, all the same things we're used to seeing when we work with a client one-on-one. We would go back and make sure we've got digestion handled. And sometimes we're going to have some digestive blocks because of the adrenal fatigue and the stress. So we would, you know, really focus on digestion, make sure we've got that fixed. Then we would start working on lifestyle to lower that stress level. And if we fix both of those things and you're eating a pretty clean diet, the rest of the stuff will fix itself. The blood sugar will work itself out, the pituitary and thyroid, all the other things you're really scoring high on. If we fix the root cause, which is stress and digestion, and they go hand in hand, then the rest of the stuff is going to fix itself.
Yeah, I think that what you said about my naturopath was, you know, the way he was missing the mark there is absolutely true. And another thing that I think that he really ignored that I was trying to tell him was that I have really huge cravings for salt and sugar and that, and he just wasn't addressing that issue. And I think that's something that is common with a lot of people, but nobody talks about it. It's almost like they're embarrassed about it. It's an absolute addiction.
It is for me, anyway. We absolutely know that there are two things that can lead to those kind of cravings. One is just stress alone will lead to those cravings. That's why we call them comfort foods, because we're stressed, we're uncomfortable, and we're drawn to those foods because in the short term, they help us relax a little bit, but it's not enough. And in the long term, they actually exacerbate the problem. The other thing that we know is poor sleep quality leads to cravings. So again, we want to go back and address the root cause. And the root cause with most drivers is their lifestyle is so hard on adrenals that we have to address the lifestyle. The supplements and the diet alone aren't going to be enough.
Right. So the recommendations on my NutriQ, there's quite a list of supplements here, and that's kind of stressing me out. So is there, do I need to start off with all those?
No. In fact, I would absolutely recommend against it. Don't start off with all of them. The thing about the NutriQ is the recommendations address every problem you have, and you're scoring pretty high in most areas. We like the approach, and you know, technically the NutriQ isn't meant to be read by the client. It should be gone over with us. So we use the NutriQ to kind of introduce people to here's a way to figure out what's going wrong. But from there, you know, working on it yourself, we always encourage everybody to get involved, try things, you know, but the NutriQ can get a little tricky, especially in a case like yours. We would focus, if we were working with you, just on a couple digestive supplements in the beginning and nothing else. I would probably recommend a hydrochloric acid, an enzyme, something for fat digestion, and possibly the Entrantil to address some SIBO because we're finding that so complicated. So even then, even only focusing on digestion, we're talking about four supplements, but I wouldn't want you on any more than that.
Okay, so which ones are those on my recommendations here?
You know what, Kim, rather than, I don't want to go through all the recommendations.
Yeah.
We're probably going to recommend a bunch of different things. Do you want to help him out with maybe email or?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Merv, I'll email you back after the show, okay? and then we can chat.
Sure, that sounds great. Thanks, Kim. I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Rather than get confusing, because we're probably going to recommend many things that aren't on those recommendations, just things we've found that work better in certain cases, we'll do that. Let's go to Ohio. Ed, welcome to the program.
Hi, Kevin. Hi, Kim. How are you all today?
Live
doing
there.
Great. What's your mind?
I got a little issue. I actually took my physical a couple of days ago, and the doctor only gave me a 3-month certificate. And the reason why, he said that I had a lot of protein in my urine. And I thought I heard you all mention that on one of these shows once before. I just wanted to see if you can provide some input on that.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about your diet right now. How are you eating?
Right now, I've been on the keto diet for the last 4 months.
Okay. What we would look at, you know, really before I say too much about this, because there are several different things that could cause this, I would rather have you take the NutriQ. My guess is you're going to be off the charts on kidney and bladder with high amounts of protein, but the NutriQ might help us understand why. Dehydration okay. can cause this. Do you feel like you do a really good job of staying hydrated?
I think I do, and I have taken the NutriQ before.
Mm, okay. Let me go grab it.
Yeah, we'll grab it and pull it up, and that may help me see a couple things. Usually, this is a sign of some sort of kidney issue. Could be kidney stones, okay. could be dehydration, could be a kidney infection, a low-grade kidney infection. But normally, that's what we're looking at. So we would have to figure out why. And usually, we can. And then we would just go from there. This isn't that big of a deal. So the doctor gave you a 3-month card. Did he give you any ideas on what you should do to improve this?
Well, he told me that I need to follow up with my regular for this position. And I was thinking that the whole thing was the fact that I was in ketosis when I took the test, but now I'm thinking it may be something else that may be a little bit more to it.
Yeah, it's not just ketosis. A ketogenic diet will not cause excessive protein in the urine. It won't. So there's something else going on with your kidneys that are causing that. And rather than just treat your symptoms, which is what the doctor's going to do, we want to dig down until we find the root cause and then address the root cause.
Would you recommend that I take one of your programs, like the Silver or Gold program, where I can work more directly with you all, specifically on this situation? Another issue that I had, as I was on the ketogenic diet, I was thinking that was going to kind of regulate some other things, but I'm still having a big issue when it comes to my blood pressure.
Yep. Then I would highly recommend you do a one-on-one. So I'll hold off actually pulling up the NutriQ, because that's something we'll spend a lot of time on in a one-on-one program. But both of those are fairly easy to fix. We don't really run into any roadblocks with either one of these. Blood pressure, we're able to get down pretty consistently. Kidney issues usually aren't that big of a deal either. But in the one-on-one program, we will be able to work much more directly with you to get that taken care of. Let's see if we can. You know what? I'm looking at all the questions, and I don't see any really easy ones. So I think what we're going to do, Kim, is we're going to wrap this up. And we will get to the rest of the calls on our next show. Anything you want to finish with today?
No, I just, you know, we've done a lot of NutriQs already, which is great. And we've had a lot of requests for them. I mean, like almost 1,500, which is insane. And love it. I mean, it does show how much people are taking ownership of their health and want to get better. So if you've taken the NutriQ, I highly, highly stress giving us a call on the show. We put that in the email, but it is a long email. I had to put it at the top, please read the whole thing, because, you know, we do stress that we don't do the whole supplement list. You know, we try to work with diet, and it's very individual, and we will work with you individual either on our highway programs or call the show like you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Great point. So head on over to the website. You can take the NutriQ there. You can request it. We'll get that out to you. You can take that. We do have the new package we've put together to address leaky gut, because other than the one guy we did today, Kim, just about everybody has leaky gut. Mm-hmm. He was clearly a one percenter in that category. He didn't have any signs of it. That's so unusual. So we did put the kit in the store. You can find that there as well. And we'll see you next time. Thanks so much for joining us. Be safe. Be profitable. Be fit and healthy. Always do the hard work and master the journey. Kevin Rutherford. We're going to head into a second hour. Let me check questions here real quick. If you jump in right now, if you have a question, a comment, a topic, press 1 on your phone. We should be able to get to you in the second hour. Looks like we've got some room, but I would do it soon. So it always happens as we get down to the end and then everybody floods in. So do it right now. We'll get to you. Here we go.
Your money, your taxes, your truck, and your road to success in the trucking industry. This is Trucking Business and Beyond, the show that puts the money where it belongs, back in your pocket.
Welcome to my world. I'm your host, Kevin Rutherford. The website is letstruck.com. The show is all about the business of trucking, and today is Destination Health. My co-host is Kim Cocker here, and we'll take your calls and answer your questions about everything health, and of course we'll wrap it around that trucking lifestyle. We can talk about food, nutrition, diet, exercise, training, drugs, disease, supplements, you name it, we'll talk about it. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call us. We've been lied to for decades. So much of what we think we know about health is just absolutely wrong, and Kim and I are here to clear up all of those misconceptions and help you find your destination health. Kim, welcome back.
Hi, so glad to be here, Kevin.
Yeah, so I don't have a ton of things to start with today. You know, we're continuing on a theme that we've been on actually for a couple months now. You know, the stress, the adrenal fatigue, all the problems it causes. And we're really tying a couple areas together that you can't separate. You know, we know nutrition is really important. That's the foundation of everything. But nutrition is important because our body needs those nutrients. So you have to eat a good diet, but you have to digest those nutrients. And we see that as a sticking point for a lot of people. And what a lot of people don't realize is that stress is a huge problem when it comes to digestion. So we've really been working on these two areas together. How do we improve stress and bring those stress levels down and get people into that rest and digest mode? And think about that. We have two nervous systems. The nervous system that is responsible for keeping us alive in a dangerous situation, the fight or flight. That's the sympathetic nervous system. And then we have the parasympathetic nervous system, which is where we should spend most of our time and it's actually referred to as the rest and digest system. That's how closely tied these two are together, these two issues. We even call it the rest and digest system. And if you're not spending enough time in there, especially when you're eating and right after you're eating, you're not digesting your food, and that's going to block everything.
Yeah, it's really that simple, and it does take work, though. You know, you say, and we use that term a lot, but it takes moving that up in priority in your life to really make it happen.
Yeah, you know, we had an interesting call on the last show. You know, they did exactly what we recommend. They went to a naturopath instead of a doctor. The naturopath did all the right things. I mean, I was looking at their chart. He told me what the naturopath did. It was all the right stuff. The naturopath was absolutely on the right track. And yet he actually got worse. The results were not good. And I hate when that happens, because then people start to lose faith in the system. The problem was the driver's lifestyle is so unique and so different from the average person that most practitioners don't understand that. They don't understand that these guys are sitting 10, 11, 12 hours a day with very little movement. They don't understand that that whole 10 hours, they're subjected to whole body vibration, which is very stressful on the body. They don't understand that their sleep cycles are atrocious. It's some of the worst sleep cycles I've ever seen in an occupation are truck drivers. I've been there. I've seen all that. So I think what happens is these other practitioners, they're very well-intentioned. They're very well-educated. They're doing the right things. And many times drivers aren't seeing the results they should. And we were doing it. You know, this isn't me just pointing at everybody else saying you don't know what you're doing. We didn't get it, you know, but because we deal with drivers over and over and over, you know, once I sink my teeth into something, I'm like a pit bull. I'm not going to let go till I figure out why we're not getting results. But it was me being so familiar with the trucking lifestyle that allowed me to start seeing, wait a minute, if this causes adrenal fatigue and this causes stress and this increases stress, those are all things that drivers face. And there are very few other occupations that face all of those things. So again, we have such a clear focus on drivers that I think we were able to find this solution when nobody else really is.
Yeah, well, you know what, we got to thank a couple of our highway people too that really stuck with us and worked close, and we knew they had everything else in place, and they trusted us to switch and really put focus and the hard work, and they did, on the lifestyle stuff, and we saw the results, and that was amazing.
Absolutely. That is how we came to this. You know, we needed test subjects. You know, we needed really hard cases, and we had them. And you're right. We were very fortunate to be dealing with people who dug in. They did the hard work. They didn't get frustrated. They, you know, would follow through and try something new. And we started hitting on some combinations, and it was amazing. All these roadblocks, things on the NutriQ, we just couldn't get to budge. All of a sudden, they started to move. And when they started to move, everything improved.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, so it's really exciting. You know, I've been through this before on money, on, you know, business. Being familiar with the trucking lifestyle gave me that huge advantage. It was so much easier for me to help people with their business and their money because I understood their lifestyle. Now with health, we're really seeing it again. You know, the things we talk about in health would apply to anybody. But we have really, really worked hard and developed very specific protocols, methods, supplements, ideas, products that really target the issues that drivers are facing.
Yeah, and I'm gonna take this step further to say, I'm I'm appreciative of our women out there that are dealing with this stuff too. And that's why I wish I could just collectively gather them and say, you know, you especially, just because our minds are going such a crazy way, you know, they are different sometimes than guys, with all the things going on in there, and to just want to reach out to them to say, you know, come on board, this is working. I'm learning this myself from a woman's standpoint.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up, because you made this comment the other day. Again, you make it quite a bit. We'll be working with a guy and we'll see these huge improvements in their NutriQ. Guys lose 60 pounds. They get off all their medications. They feel amazing. And you're like, oh yeah, here we go. Another guy.
When
women do have a harder time, and we understood why, they're more complicated hormonally. But I also have another theory on why we have more trouble with hormones in women. You want to hear it?
Yeah, I think I'm going to nod with you. Yeah, what is it?
I think women handle stress very differently.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think, and that was where, I believe this, it's one of the great things with you guys too, you focus on one thing a little better than sometimes we do. I know there's women, I'm not generalizing here, but there's a great YouTube out there, some guy that talks about a man's brain and a woman's brain, you know, and it's true. I know the man's brain's going the same way too, got a gazillion things going, but there's something with our women's brain just trying to have jumping from thing to thing to thing to thing, and being able to take themselves and put them first is tough. But we can see it work when we can do it.
Yeah. So, I really think, and boy, I'm probably going to get nasty hate mail for this. But if you look at evolution and how we evolved and the different roles that men and women played, and one role isn't better than another. That isn't what this is about. They're just different roles. And we evolved that way. The problem is our evolution in so many ways doesn't match our current lifestyle. Women who process all these things differently have been thrown into the business world, and I think they get overwhelmed because of the way their brains work. And it's not their fault. It's the physiology, and they're, it's not a good thing for women to be, you know, in this hyper-connected business world, because they do try to take care of everything. And they try to multitask, and it's not working well, and it's causing a lot of stress. You know, I hear the music, but when I come back, I'm going to give you kind of an analogy and a visual that really helped me understand this. And when we start to understand things, then we can find better solutions. So that's why I want to understand why we're having more problem with women. And we will get to the solutions. So we'll talk about that when we get back, and then we'll get to your calls and questions. Stick around. I'm Kevin Rutherford. Welcome back. I'm Kevin Rutherford. This is Destination Health. Kim is here with me. We're talking about stress. We're talking about how stress can block so many other things because it affects digestion and hormone levels. And I have some theories on why I think it's even much more difficult for women. And it has a lot to do with the way their brains work and how that doesn't fit well with our society today. Kim, you know, I'm sure you remember the book. It's still talked about. It's been around for a couple decades now. John Gray, I think, was the author. Mm-hmm. It's Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus. And it was a really good book on how we're very different, and that shouldn't be a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a very positive thing. You know, one of the things that drives me crazy about our society today is we're trying to make everybody the same. Men, women, transgenders, throw them all in a blender, you know, is what we're trying to do. And that's a bad thing to do. Men and women are different for very good reasons. And we should celebrate that, not fight against it. But that's another rant that I won't go off on. John Gray did a really good job of explaining the differences and how to make them work together. But the best visual I've ever seen on this is women are like spaghetti and men are like waffles.
Oh, I remember you talking about that before. Yeah.
That's such a great visual. Our brains, think about our brains. Men's brains work like waffles and women's brains work like spaghetti. And people are going, what the hell is this guy talking about? So men, you know, we have lots of things going on in our life. We have our job. We have traffic, we have kids, we have parents, we have friends. There's all kinds of stuff going on in our life. And for men, their brain is like waffles. Each little individual square in that waffle is a different issue. And if you pour syrup into those, they all stay separate. So for us, what's going on at work doesn't have to affect our relationship with our kids. Or our wife, or our parents, or what goes on with our parents doesn't have to affect our relationship with our kids. We tend to separate things and deal with them one at a time. And again, this isn't good or bad, it just is.
Right.
Women's brains work like a big pile of spaghetti. All of those things are all wrapped around each other and they never really separate them. You know, if something goes wrong at work, it can affect them in all other areas. And again, it's not a criticism. It's not that it's good or bad. It just is. That's how our physiology works. And we're simplifying it with waffles and spaghetti, but it helps people understand. You see this. There's some really good books about this, and it's hilarious. You know, the guy comes home from work. He had a horrible day. Everything went wrong. Traffic, things broke. He got yelled at. It just everything went wrong. The woman's at home. She has the same kind of day. Everything went wrong. The guy comes home, eats dinner, talks about a few things, wants to go have sex. And the woman is like, are you kidding me? Because she's still all wrapped up in all the problems. And the guy's like, well, we talked about that. That's over with. What does that have to do with sex? He doesn't connect the two. They have nothing to do with each other. But the woman is saying, wait a minute. I'm not in the mood. I don't feel like that. We have all these issues to deal with. And that's, you know, a simplified example of what's going on. But I think that's a big part of why women are having a harder time with the stress issue.
Yeah, I agree. And actually, you know, as we're talking about this too, it just, you know, again, it's from working with people and learning, and we're constantly adjusting and getting better. And, I think just add some tweaks to our highway programs too, especially for our women, to just make sure that we keep them in the fold even closer.
Yeah, so to help people now, we have the NutriQ. They can get started there. We have our one-on-one, our gold and silver programs. We're going to be releasing a lot of courses. We're going to be putting out a lot more protocols and a lot more courses. So, you know, it's been a long, long road of research and testing and tweaking, working with people. And I feel like we're right on that tipping point, which is another one of my favorite books by Malcolm Gladwell, The Tipping Point. We're right on that tipping point where we're going to start releasing a lot of really helpful resources on the health side. So that's exciting.
Yeah, sure is.
All right. What do you say we get some phone calls?
Sounds great.
All right. Let's head off to Pennsylvania. Lenny, welcome to the program.
Hi, Kevin. Hi, Kim. Hey, a good trucker friend of mine has had several bad bouts with vertigo, and he doesn't want to go to the doctor because if the company finds out, they'll probably take him out of the seat, they'll probably put him on a lot of drugs. Is there any way he can deal with that vertigo?
Yes, lots of ways, but we have to identify why he has vertigo. And the NutriQ may be a really good place to start. I'll give you the two most common areas. And one of these he could check himself pretty easily. I would highly recommend he goes to the store and buy an automatic blood pressure cuff. They're about $40 or $50. They're not that expensive. And low blood pressure will cause vertigo. So we want to see if he possibly has low blood pressure first. Then we would look for why he has low blood pressure. Then we would fix that. Because, again, nutritional therapy, we always keep working backwards to the root cause. We don't want to just say, oh, well, we have this supplement that'll help the vertigo. We want to go back and figure out why he has it. If it's low blood pressure, we'll figure out why. The other area, and it's interesting because this is what we're talking about right now, weak adrenals. So one of the things that the adrenal glands are responsible for is when you're sitting down and you've got relatively normal blood pressure right when you're sitting down, if you stand up, which is when a lot of people experience vertigo when they stand up, that's because the adrenals are supposed to kick in right at that moment, like instantly, and raise blood pressure. And they should raise it fairly significantly, like 8 to 10 points. This is actually one of the tests. If we're working with somebody in person, one of the ways we attest their adrenals is we take their blood pressure sitting down, we leave the cuff on them, and we have them stand up, and we quickly retake the blood pressure again. We only take the diastolic. We don't need the systolic on this one. And we want that number to go up 8 to 10 points. If somebody drops 8 to 10 points, which is fairly common, pretty good sign we've got adrenal fatigue, and that can be a big cause of vertigo. And then we have to, if it is adrenal fatigue, then that's all those lifestyle issues we've been talking about, reducing stress, finding the reactive foods, better sleep, those kind of things.
Okay, I'll relate that information to him. And then the second question was food getting stuck in the esophagus, especially chicken.
You know, one of the things this is one of the areas where we would involve the medical community, because we would want an examination as to why. There are a couple conditions and diseases that can cause that to happen, and we would want to identify that first before we. Now, I would still lean towards a natural treatment for all of these things. Kim, what was the what was the condition we worked with somebody? I've drawn a total blank.
It was EOE. Let me see. I'll get the name in just a second. 1 minute.
Yeah. So we worked with somebody who had a very specific condition that causes this, makes it very hard to swallow anything as this progresses and gets worse. And the medical community wasn't really helping much. And once we knew what it was, and because I don't want to work around something that we haven't fully identified yet. So, and this is one of those things as an NTP, we can't do any kind of testing to verify. So we did have to involve a doctor that could order the right tests. Once we identified what it was, then we, develop natural treatments working on digestion and some other things. And the problem he had that wasn't getting any better with drugs, improved quite a bit. I mean, we saw really great improvement. Kim, did you find anything yet on that?
Yeah, I sent it to you because I couldn't pronounce it.
Oh, yeah. I know, I can't either. We'll just refer to it as EOE. It's one of those crazy names. And that's just one thing. But anytime we think of obstructions and trouble swallowing, this is one of those conditions where I want to bring in the medical community and verify what we have. And then we could develop natural, protocols and remedies that are going to improve it. But we want to know what we're dealing with first.
Okay, very good. I appreciate all that you do for us. And you've done a lot for me. And I'll pass that information on to my fellow trucker.
Fantastic. Thanks for spreading the love. There's the music. Let's get to a break. We'll come back. We'll get to more of your calls and questions right after this. Stick around. I'm Kevin Rutherford. This is Destination Health. Welcome back. I'm Kevin Rutherford. The website is letstruck.com. This is Destination Health. Kim is here with me. We're also live on Facebook. If you want to come on over there and check it out, we've got the cameras on here in the studio. We're going to get back to the phone calls. We are off to Tennessee this time. Tony, welcome to the program.
Hey, Kevin. How you doing?
Good. What's on your mind today?
Kim. I actually was able to get my NutriQ done while I was on a reset up in Canada, and I was wondering if y'all had that yet.
Yes, we do. Let me take a look at that right now.
Looking at that, I'm just curious if you're going to be at the Dallas Truck Show this year.
I am going to be at the Dallas Truck Show. In fact, I was just looking at my schedule, and holy cow, am I going to be busy. I've got 7 hours worth of seminars, I believe, over the 3 days.
How would we go about getting in those seminars?
They're all free. So I'll tell you, I've got Partners in Business is the big one. You'll see signs all over the place for that one. I believe I'm doing Partners in Business on Saturday. Somebody else from ATBS will be doing it on Friday. So you have two chances to see that. And they're totally different. I mean, it's the same name, but I have no idea what they're doing. They have no idea what I'm doing. So they're two totally different. So it'd be worth it if you can go to both of them, go to both of them. You'll learn something. Right. I also I'd have to go look. One of the days towards the end of the day, like from 2 to 5, I'm doing a 3-hour health seminar. That might be Friday. So that's actually bigger than Partners in Business because I have 3 straight hours. I'm excited about that. And then I have sessions every day in the truckstop.com booth.
Okay.
So you look around, you'll find things. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, looking at my NutriQ with the recommendations and everything, it's amazing to me that I feel as good as I do. It looks to me that I'm all whacked up.
Yeah, and that's why the first thing I ask somebody when I look at their NutriQ is, how are you feeling? Because the last NutriQ actually was pretty low scores, but the guy said, I feel horrible. You're the opposite. You've got all high scores, but you say you feel great. So.
I feel great most of the time. All right.
It is subjective, but there are certain things. So digestion can be very subjective, but things like blood sugar are pretty dead on. If you score high on blood sugar, no matter how good you think you feel, we know that you've got blood sugar issues. You're also scoring really high on adrenal, pituitary, and thyroid, which is what we see all the time. That's the adrenal fatigue axis that we talk about. So, my guess is we would start with digestion and fix that, because if we don't fix that, nothing else works. If you work on digestion and diet and you eat a good keto diet, the sugar handling will fix itself. The adrenal issue is where we have to jump in and start working on lifestyle things. So my guess would be if we were to do a one-on-one with you, the first 30 days would be all about digestion and diet, and we would see digestion and sugar handling improve, and then we would see what happens with the adrenal. Sometimes they get better, many times they don't. And then the second 30 days, we would start addressing those adrenal issues specifically. And when we get that right, then you would watch everything on your chart start coming down.
Right. Okay. Once I get shut down today, I think I'm going to go ahead. Do you think I would benefit from the fit test?
I do, because, you know, you've got some digestive issues that would indicate we've got some reactionary foods. You've probably got SIBO. You know, it's going to be the ailment of the month here soon, because just about everybody seems to have some form of SIBO. The good news is the new supplement we have is pretty amazing at addressing that. So the fit test, there's two ways we look at it, because I don't want to spend everybody's money on a bunch of testing. So we can try without it, and sometimes everything works great. But if we run into roadblocks, then I'm always going to keep coming back to, is there a food reaction that's blocking us? And the only way to know is to go back and do the fit test.
Okay. If you hadn't figured it out, I'm Bella's dad. And I'm going to be looking to work with you and Kim to figure out something. Maybe may get to talk to Kim over the next 2 or 3 days, but I'm looking to do some kind of plan. I'm figuring the goal plan for me, but then figure out what to do for the rest of us.
Yeah, and give us a call, and we'll work something out for you on that.
All right. Well, I appreciate y'all's time.
You're welcome. And, I'm not seeing anything, you know, that would be any huge problem in yours. Again, some of our biggest stumbling blocks is lifestyle, but we've come up with a lot of really cool new ways to address that. I'm more excited about that area than anything we're working on. Kim, you know, I love those really, really difficult challenges, because that's what puts all of my best skills to use. You know, I'm a big believer in, you identify what your strengths are, and then you work in your strengths. Larry Winget has a great saying, a quote on this. I'm going to paraphrase it. Hopefully I don't butcher it too bad. Larry says the key to happiness and success is identifying your strengths and... what's the word he uses? Because the word he uses is almost, some people misunderstand it.
I'm not sure.
Identify your strengths and exploit them in the service of others. And people hear the word exploit and they have a negative connotation. But in this sense, it's a very positive thing. Mm-hmm. You're exploiting your own strengths in the service of others. And Larry's a big believer in that. You find out what you're really good at, and then you use those strengths to help other people. And that's what makes you happy and successful. And I think that's a big part of why I love the health stuff so much. You know, I always did this with trucks, but I almost felt like I got to the point with trucks where I wasn't having any really big challenges anymore. You know, it's not that things aren't changing, but they're not changing much. And you know, it didn't take us long to figure something new out. And I was getting a little bored after 30 years with trucks. The health arena for me lets me use all of my strengths, the research, the reading, the, you know, kind of one of my strengths being a pioneer, always willing to try something new and be the guinea pig and test things and figure out what works. And, you know, for me, I could do this 10 hours a day, day after day after day, and I'd never run out of stuff to do.
Yeah, and it's, you know what it is all about. I love that too, where Larry says about the service of others, and that's how we feel as a Let's Truck team, and everything we do is thinking of our tribe out there, how to bring it to them. And really grateful that we are here in this in this place.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I'm going to go back to Tony for a second. Tony, mm-hmm. did you have a tax question too?
Have a what? A tax question. A tax. I did. Thank you. I was curious as to whether the health plans and the health maintenance plans are tax deductible.
I'm going to put you back on hold and I'll address that. And thanks to Bridget for doing such a great job of call screening and putting that up in the notes so I caught it. Kim, here's another area where I'm going to step out and do something a little different. And again, it's because we understand this lifestyle and this industry and this business that I'm confident in doing this. Technically, medical procedures, medical costs, supplements, none of those things are really tax deductible. They can possibly be tax deductible on your personal return if you have enough of them, but that's pretty unusual. You have to spend a lot of money and you only get credit for a little bit of it. But I got thinking about this. And there was a pretty famous case, kind of funny too. There was an exotic dancer who went, I believe she took this all the way to the Supreme Court. She took a tax deduction for breast implant surgery. And she spent a lot of money on, you know, a new set of breasts. And she fought it and she won because she said they were part of doing her job, that was a business-related expense because that was her business. And this was a way that she was more successful in her business. And she won. And that was a pretty unusual out there case. But I got thinking about that, and I'm going to bring this all around to the question right after this. So stick around. We'll be right back. Kevin Rothberg. Welcome back. I'm Kevin Rutherford. This is Destination Health. Kim is here with me. We're down to the final segment. So, Kim, here's where I'm going with this, because we're now back into the full service tax and accounting business, and I'm comfortable defending this on a return we would do. If an exotic dancer can write off breast implants because they're part of her business, I believe a truck driver should be able to write off any health procedure that helps them maintain their medical certification, because without it, they can't drive.
That's huge. Nice.
Yeah. So I would be completely confident taking our supplements, our gold health plan, our silver, all of those things, anything somebody was spending with us, I would have no problem taking that as a business tax deduction. And I believe I could defend it.
That's huge, Kevin. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. And it's interesting. I've been working on this in the background. And since he had the question, I thought, well, now would be a good time to.
That's great. I'm so happy to hear that.
Yeah. I think that's very cool. So, all right, let's get to some phone calls before we've got to get out of here. Let's go to Florida. Sarah, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Yep, it's your turn.
Hi, I'm Sarah, and I have a question about my thyroid. I'm taking levothyroxine, 0.75 milligrams, and lithothyronine, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, 5 milligrams. And I was told that I have to take this medicine for the rest of my life, and I wanted to find out is there an alternative?
There is, but thyroid is definitely one of the more complicated areas. So I can give you some ideas here. but without a lot more information, I'm not going to be able to give you any specific direction right now. What were you diagnosed with?
I was trying to remember that. I believe it was either underactive or overactive, and I can't remember.
That's the big issue, because they're very different, and we approach them very differently. They can have a lot of the same causes, but we would approach them differently. So you can have an underactive thyroid. You can have an overactive thyroid. You can have Hashimoto's, which is a very common autoimmune condition. Thyroid almost always has an autoimmune component to it. And our webinar later today is all about autoimmune. So that you might want to sit in on that. We'll be live streaming that on Facebook today. Before we would you read if I gave you a good book to go read?
Yes.
Okay. There is an excellent book out. And even if you don't have Hashimoto's, it doesn't matter, because this book covers everything you need to know about thyroid health, how we should be testing because the doctors are testing incorrectly. And it was written by a pharmacist. So she also tells you how to, she will keep you on some of those medications as you work to improve the thyroid. And the ultimate goal would be to get you off of those medications. And most times you can. There are some occasions where there's been enough damage done to the thyroid over time that you are going to need to be on medications. But there are some better medications as well. This book covers all of that. The name of the book is called Hashimoto's Protocol, and the author is Isabella Wentz, W-E-N-T-Z, Isabella Wentz. She's a pharmacist. She had Hashimoto's herself, and the medical community wasn't doing anything to help her. She was getting worse, and she figured out the protocols to heal herself. And if there's anybody on the planet I would go to with thyroid issues, it would be her. We can help, clearly, because I've done a lot of research. I've read all of her courses on Hashimoto's. But we need to do more testing. And I'm not real big on testing. I don't want to spend people's money just to go get a bunch of tests. But thyroid is one of those conditions where we absolutely have to test so that we know what we're dealing with.
Okay. My other question is, I don't know if it's my doctor says I'll have to take this medicine for the rest of my life, and that was something that I was concerned about.
That may not be true. That may not be true. Doctors tell diabetics all the time they have to be on these medications for the rest of their life, and we've proven that wrong many, many times. The book, she'll give you the examples of when you can move off of the medication, and she'll also give some examples of when the disease has progressed enough that you will need the medication. Some people do, and that's where a lot of the testing will come in, but the testing is done differently and interpreted differently than most doctors will do. But once we identify it, they test for thyroid hormones, but it's different than what the doctors will say. Oh, no, we did that. Here's what we found. But they're looking at the wrong things. And I don't want to get too deep into the science of this because it gets pretty complicated. What I will tell you is if you want to move forward with the natural approach, you can see huge improvements in thyroid, and there's a very good chance you won't have to take all the medications. But I do warn people, sometimes in thyroid, the damage has been done, and we can't reverse some of the damage. We can't bring back some of that thyroid function. So the sooner you address this with a natural approach, the better your odds are, because what the doctor has you doing right now is not lessening the damage that's being done to the thyroid. In fact, it might be speeding it up. So you could take our NutriQ, you could read the book, you could get involved in one of our one-on-ones, and we'd be able to address that directly. But that's a little more in-depth than I can do much with on the show here. Let's go over to Indiana. Ken, welcome to the program.
Hello, Kevin. Kim, how are you doing today?
Hi there.
Good. What's on your mind?
I got the NutriQ back, and I was wondering what it is overall.
Overall, it looks good so far, but let me ask you, how do you feel?
Well, I feel pretty good, bread and all that type of stuff, and I feel really good, actually.
Good. Okay, so the way you feel then matches your NutriQ. Sometimes we get a big mismatch, and people are just, men tend to be under-reporters. So, but the way we look at
the NutriQ, that's me.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Then the way we look at the NutriQ, even if everything is really low, we look for the peaks. What are the problems? So we see you've got some issues with liver, gallbladder. Not unusual when you start eating a cleaner paleo keto diet because it's higher in fat. And that tends to put a little more stress on our liver and gallbladder until we get them healthy. Some issues up in the small intestine could be SIBO. That's an easy one to fix. You peaked on essential fatty acids. That's usually a dietary thing. And pituitary. That one is a little unusual to be high on pituitary, but nothing on thyroid and very little on adrenal. So what we would do in a case like this is just focus on digestion in the beginning. Digestion and diet, ignore everything else for now and see if we get any improvements in those other areas. Essential fatty acids can actually be a little bit of a tricky one. Are you noticing soreness, stiffness in your joints, those kind of things?
Now and again, yes.
Okay. That may be that essential fatty acid imbalance. So one of the reasons we see this more with drivers, and it's a little more of a struggle, what we're talking about here is having a really healthy balance between omega-6 fats and omega-3. The problem is omega-6s are everywhere. We're just overwhelmed with omega-6, especially if we eat at restaurants, we eat more processed food. They're loaded with omega-6s, even some really healthy foods like nuts. Nuts are a very good keto food, but they tend to be very high in omega-6. And we need to get a balance. Omega-3 is hard to get. We get it mostly from cold water fish. That's our primary.
I do a lot of herring and sardines lately, bar nuns.
Okay, excellent. Excellent. Then what we would look at is if we think you're eating enough omega-3s and you've eliminated a lot of the omega-6s, then we would go back to that liver gallbladder issue. You're not digesting the fats properly.
Most likely, yeah.
Yeah, so we would work on digestion through our digestive protocols. So you could go look at some of our protocols, play around with some of the supplements, see if you see any improvements. And if not, you could always consider working with us directly. I think yours would be fairly easy to fix. We're all out of time. We've got to get out of here. Thanks, Kim, and everybody else.
Thank you.
All right. And we will see you next time. If you're listening to us right now during the recording, we have a Facebook Live webinar coming up about autoimmune conditions in about an hour. We'll see you then. Thanks for joining us. Be safe, be profitable, be fit and healthy. Always do the hard work and master the journey. I'm Kevin Rutherford. All right. We still have a bunch of questions we didn't get to, but we have the webinar today, so I can't do any extra time. We'll try to get to them next week. We'll also be able to answer questions on the webinar, whether you're registered for the webinar itself or you just want to watch us on Facebook Live. So we will see you then. Thanks for joining us.